So you've got that winning feeling tonight.
Yeah, I think, you know, we building up to the game today, we spoke to the lads, and however we got the result today, we needed 3 points. Whether it was a scrappy performance, you know, a good footballing performance, we just needed a result. And it was tense, you know. Port Vale have got a lot of experience in their team. We knew it was going to be tough, but the lads kept at it. They were strong. We played when we needed to, and I think we deserved the result.
There seemed to be an extra zest bringing the step of Sheffield United that, if I've got to be honest, we've not really seen much this season. Do you agree with that? What do you put that down to?
For me, you put it down to the lads, you know, because it's always difficult when a manager leaves the football club and you ask a lot of questions of the players, you know. And for me, the players have responded. It's down to them, you know. They've found something from somewhere, you know. They found some energy. We asked them that, you know, they had to compete today. They had to go out. We had to show energy. We had to fight for second balls. But we know we've got good players, you know. And when you get the ball back, you've got to relax and you've got to pass the ball, you know. And you've got to be good in possession. You've got to create chances. And for me, the standout thing from today was the amount of chances we created. You know, it was phenomenal. You know, so that's probably a criticism on us forward players that we probably should have scored more goals. But, you know, nobody deserves criticism today. I thought for a man, the subs that came on, they stood up and thoroughly deserved the win.
Created a lot of chances. So what was going through your mind when their left back fluked, my words, the goal in just before half time?
Well, I think your initial thought is, here we go again, sort of thing. You know, I think we switched off a little bit from our point of view. We allowed the fullback to get down the line. I think it was off the cuff, really, but we should be switched on to things like that. We go through the setup, and he gets down the line, he crosses it in, and it is the far post, and it's a goal. So, but we spoke at half time. You know, we knew they were down to 10 men. We knew it was going to be difficult for them. You know, but you know, we had to keep the ball. We had to pass the ball. We knew that we'd create chances, and you know, a skipper's performance today from Doyle, and you know, a great goal to win the game.
How's Matt Hill? What happened to him?
Illy, I think Illy. You mean late on, or
yeah, late on.
Yeah, I think the ball went in the box. I think he took a whack, but Illy's. He's big enough and ugly enough to take things like that. And you know, that's another thing why you win the game. You know, we knew that they'd test us, that we knew they'd put balls in the box, you know, with people like Tom Pope, Lee Hughes. It's difficult. It's difficult for defenders. But they had to stand up and they had to deal with that. And I thought they did today.
As a day of positives, to see Sean Miller, who was doing ever so well before he got injured, come back after 10 months out. What does that do for the rest of the squad?
I think it gives everybody a lift. You know, I think first and foremost, it gives Sean a lift. You know, I've done a similar injury to Sean myself, and you know, you have dark days when you're in a gym on your own and you're working and you're doing weights and you're on exercise bikes, and it probably seemed to Sean that last 20 minutes today was a million miles away. You know, he's worked really hard through his rehab. He's played 3 reserve games. You know, he built his time up, and I just looked at it today and I thought, if he's on the bench, you know, it's a lift for him. But, you know, you saw the response from the supporters, the players before the game. You know, we all got together and welcomed Sean back into the group. And it just gives everybody a lift. But, you know, what we'll not do is we'll not put pressure on top of Sean. You know, we've got to get Sean back in. We've got to drip feed him back into the games. You know, we're not going to stick him straight back in and expect Sean to be where he were when we lost him. You know, he'll find his feet. But you see today he gets in behind, he gets chances, and that's what he's all about.
Ryan Hall, what happened with him? Because was he here? Did you send him away? What's happened regarding his non-selection today? I know his loan was up today in any case, but when was it decided that he wasn't going to play today?
I decided this morning. I decided on the team. We worked on the team from Thursday. Obviously, we've got a squad of 20 that reported for the game today. And I selected substitutes. I looked through. I tried to look at every outcome. And, you know, Sean McGinty missed out today. You know, I spoke to Sean. You know, I've not seen Ryan since before the game. But, you know, I'll explain to Ryan. You know, I've been put in charge and I'll make decisions. Sometimes them decisions are tough decisions, but you've got to make them. And I selected a bench that I thought, you know, could be strong if we wanted to make changes.
And you've also gone to 4-4-2 today. I know it's something David Weir flirted with from time to time, but not a great deal. You obviously feel that's best for this group of players.
Well, yeah, I think, you know, I think every manager has his own ideas of what he wants to do. I just looked at it and I thought, you know, the situation we're in, we need a system that the players all understand, they're all comfortable with. You know, I picked as much experience as I could, you know, all the way through the team. You know, Darryl was really unlucky, you know, to miss out. But for me, a fit Tony McMahon plays in any team. You know, Tony should be playing in the Championship. So, you know, we filled the team with experience, with know-how, you know, because we needed to win the game. So,
just finally then, are you still going to be in charge at Peterborough on Tuesday? What's the deal as far as you're concerned?
I spoke to the chairman obviously yesterday at length, and then I've seen him again today. I think as we stand, probably we'll do all the preparation for Peterborough. You know, that's already started. It's already moving on, because Tuesday will come really quick. So we have to do that. If a new manager's in place, he comes in and he's got all the reports. He's got all the everything he needs basically. So we'll prepare. In my own head, I'm thinking that I will be in charge, because I think we have to think like that. And if a new manager's in, then so be.
Do you know if somebody's been appointed yet? If a deal has been agreed, if you like, or between somebody?
No, I don't. I mean, obviously, the chairman's got a manager in mind who he's pursuing, but it's nothing really to do with me. You know, I've been asked to do a job, I'll do it, and then when the chairman's appointed a manager, he'll let me know. I want the opportunity to work with a new manager coming in, because, you know, we've got a great set of players. You know, we've got, as we've seen today and last week at Northampton, and always, you know, we've got a great set of supporters who deserve better than where we are. And I think they enjoyed today. I know they enjoyed the second half last week, but it's one small step, you know, and we have to keep winning games. We have to turn the season around, and we're ready for that, and we're ready for the challenge.
So psychologically, then, this is a final question: to be out of the bottom three, then tonight, you're going to look at the paper tomorrow morning. Blades aren't down there. What does that mean?
I don't read Sunday paper. I don't read daily paper. So
oh, yeah.
I believe you. I believe you that we're out of the bottom three. Like I said right at the beginning, I think the main thing is that we went into today wanting a win, and it was we needed a win. We've got it, so we'll move on to Tuesday. You know, we take the positives from today, take the negatives, look at everything as we always do. But the positives today far outweigh the negatives, and I just think that sort of performance, particularly at home, is better, and it's what's expected.